Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
So man initially was not created with clothes. So if as ministers of the gospel we do not understand the biblical perspective to dressing, we will not raise a generation with a proper understanding of it. So God wants us all to come to His word to know the standard of dressing. And the Bible is explicit. So let's begin. Man was not created with clothes. So clothing was not supposed to be part of man's existence. Because when God made him, He didn't make him naked. So He didn't need a cloth. You understand? So, because that's the foundation. Genesis carries all the major themes of the Bible, if not all. In my understanding, Genesis has everything the Bible speaks about. Redemption, challenge, problem, disobedience, rebellion, rapture. Everything is every subject you could think of is in the book of Genesis. It's when the Spirit of God opens our eyes, we will see it that Genesis, because the beginning, God will always talk about the end from the beginning. So Genesis carries everything in the end. Is there, if we look at it well. Yes, it's there. So, if you look at it, and that's so beautiful. Everything in the end is in Genesis. It's beautiful. I've tried to look at every major thing in it, because God always speaks the end from the beginning. And then, if you look at the womb of woman also, with the creation of life, of a life, everything about the end of that life is in that womb. God does the things in the end from the beginning. So that, and that is beautiful. You will always understand the end from the beginning. That's how God is. Whatever you don't understand from the beginning, you likely may not understand it well. It can only grow bigger and get complex. But it's in the beginning. The root of it is in the beginning. So man was not created naked, so he didn't need clothes. So fashion was not in the idea of God at all. But immediately man sinned. Take note, it was God that clothed him first. Now, he first clothed himself. Let's take note of that. If a man first clothed himself, and he clothed himself in his fallen nature, he said, I heard your voice, I was afraid because I was naked. So nakedness was the reason for the first fear. It has to do with fashion. Nakedness was the first reason for the first fear. Now, he was naked on two sides, physically and spiritually. Mm-hmm. So, because in fear, it's not as if there was a lion, it's not as if there was anything. When I heard your voice, the voice of authority, the voice of guidance, yes, when I heard your voice, the voice of that my conscience spoke that I'm wrong. And the thing that made me afraid was that my clothing is gone. I heard your voice, I was afraid because, every fear has a because I was naked. Then God said, who told you that you are naked? Blah, blah, blah. The story went on. And immediately after God spoke to the serpent, spoke to the woman, spoke to the man, the next thing we saw was, and the Lord God made coats of skin. Why didn't He leave them with their figs, fig leaves? You can almost imagine what fig leaves will do. How much would that fig cover? You understand? If it was enough, there was no need for a coat of skin. So man could not answer his question of nakedness. He could not provide answer for it. He did try something, but the best he had was take leaves, cut them, cover a little bit. And then God, after all of that, is still... So look at God, merciful God. He didn't send them out of that garden naked. Because nakedness connotes shame. We are dealing with dressing here. So because we must take it to Genesis before you can understand the standard of dressing. Let somebody come up and begin to say, it does not matter. It depends on the way you are comfortable. Were they comfortable in fig leaves? Now, as far as they were concerned, they didn't say they were not comfortable. They didn't say that. They didn't say we are comfortable with fig leaves. They just said we were naked. So as far as they were concerned, even though they had the clothes on, they believed they were still naked. Now, take note. After he gave them the coat of skin, did they feel they were still naked? No. It's not like the first, but when they left, that's why you now find out they could still relate with God, even after they were sent out. Because where did Abel learn how to pray? His parents taught him. So communication continues. But the communion, the form of the communion in the garden was lost. Prayer began, communion was lost. Thank you, baby. So prayer continued. God was still in contact with them. There was an Abel God could still speak to. There was even a king God could still speak to. Then there was a Seth. So you see that God loves them so much that he could relate with. So he didn't send them out naked. Because demons will make jest of them. Spirit beings will make jest of them. There was something about nakedness of man that God would not allow it to be discovered. Let's understand that. There's something about the nakedness of man that God did something about it. Is it not about that you die spiritually? Abby? Go now. No. He did not just leave them in their spiritual state. He knew something had happened physically. And nakedness means so much to God that he had to cover them because he knew what that means. And today, if any man is naked, we term him to be, it's a shameful thing, it's madness. Yes. Now, there's something about the body and nakedness. There is. Now, I don't know if the time will permit us as we move on. There is something about nakedness and the body. And take note of that. They didn't say my spirit was naked. Please take note of that. That a spiritual matter, the issue of God gave me an instruction I should not eat the fruit of the tree. I ate, but it resulted in a physical consequence. Those that think there is no relationship between spiritual and physical, they always get it wrong. As if to say, when Jesus also died spiritually, as it were, to achieve his spiritual purpose, it has no bearing on the physical. No. And take note, when Jesus died on the cross, he achieved his spiritual work, but how did he achieve it? Through a physical body. With what mouth did they eat the tree? With a physical mouth. How did they die spiritually? So there is a connection between physical and spiritual. Do you understand? So don't let us be among Bible interpreters of it was in our spirit, it happened. Nothing happened in our faith. No, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. Okay? We crossed away from there, and that's where fashion started. Everyone started multiplying, and then men started doing what was even in the sight of the Lord, the ways of the Lord. They didn't so much speak on dressing as much. Again, in the entire scripture, because everybody knew the normal thing to do, cover. But as time went on, we began to find God gave laws about covering, because different people were coming up in the earth, different views, different mentality. The Bible did not so much trace, but we know that the pattern of clothing from that time on was coat of skin. Even when you check some indigenous village people dressing, it's animal skin. Until today, we still wear animal skin. You understand? So, and take note of that was the first demonstration of redemption. That animal was killed for them to be covered. For the wages of sin is death. That animal had to die for them to live even for some time. So it was like using the animal's innocence and righteousness to put on you as your clothes. Do you understand?
Okay.
Yes. So, get the spiritual understanding of clothing. Clothing was not for fashion. It was not for that was not the first purpose. We must understand the first purpose of dressing when we are teaching younger generation. It was not for fashion. It was not for comparison. There was nobody they were supposed to compare with. It was not for fashion. It was not for ESA. It's not for pictures. It has nothing to do with that. The primary reason was nakedness should be covered. And that remains the primary purpose of dressing. You know, when they were raising questions with Jesus, Jesus said from the beginning it was not so. So you must go back to the beginning and say, what was the problem? Who brought the right clothing? God. For what purpose? Covering. Now the question is, if you miss...
Styles of clothing.
Yes. Now, the next issue that now needs to be raised is, to what extent are we to be covered? What extent are we to be covered? And styles of covering. Now, take note of this. The body is like a house that the spirit of man is living. And, you know, the Lord was bringing me something that, how do you know you are a male? The Lord said, I was trying to say, because I don't have a breast, it doesn't mean, it's because you don't have a womb. And what makes you not to be a male? A womb. It's the womb that determines the feature of the woman. It's the womb. Everything. If, because there's a womb, there's an entrance to the womb. And yes, and the life that is born out of that womb, the breast nurtures. That is what makes a woman. So there's nothing special. You see, we are trying to speak maturely here. We do sex talk in secondary schools, and also, so let's talk it, because the Lord said to me, who created the genitals of the male and female? I designed it in my wisdom. Satan perverted the knowledge. You understand? Satan perverted the knowledge. God took time to design every part of the man, every part of the man. He did it in his wisdom. And so if God is holy, every part of the human is holy. Only God. A holy God. Thank you, baby. A holy God designed it. And whatever he designs has his template of holiness. So the body must be kept holy. And take note, whatever is holy is what is secured, preserved. Because you see the tabernacle, the similitude of the tabernacle that is said is holy, is not a place where people have access to anyhow, is covered. Because if the Bible says that our body is the temple of the Lord, then he gave them a tabernacle in the wilderness as a similitude of the temple. Go and see the way, all the description in Exodus. How did they cover the temple? Well covered. You can't even move near anyhow. That is the similitude of the body. That's why when he made the body, he was already covered with glory. Because it was his temple where his spirit is supposed to dwell. So it was covered. So immediately that thing happened, the first thing that man lost was that covering. That nakedness happened. And God said, no, I wouldn't leave this thing like this. So imagine God's ingenuity when he was making the woman. Taking time to think of the womb, taking time to think of the genitals, taking time of thinking of how the seed will transfer and then form this, and life will surge. He designed it. And then when this life is formed, how will the child be sustained? So let me give her two breasts. That is God's design. He's holy. He's holy. Actually, one of the things that we must correct in this generation is to now begin to see the purpose of the body. You don't flaunt a breast that is holy. No, whatever is holy is preserved and kept. That's why the Ark of Covenant is in the most holy place. And what demarcates, cutting, covering. Everything holy must be covered. That is the simple interpretation of holiness. What is covering? Not easy access. Access of sight, access of touch. In fact, Bible warned that anybody that goes near that tabernacle without being invited will die. So if anybody wants to understand body, go to temple in the Old Testament. That's why any Bible church or teacher who teaches nothing from the bearing of the Old Testament will not teach correctly. You can't teach Christ without bringing from the Passover of the Old Testament. You will not understand the deliverance of Israelites from Egypt without even Jesus, when he was teaching John 3, he had to go to the Old Testament as Moses lifted up the serpent. So there is not, if your master Jesus could not teach anything about himself, without referring to that, because that was a testament of the word of God that will point to the future. You can't ignore the whole testament and think you will teach the epistles properly. And think you will teach, you can't teach it. You are not allowed to. In fact, in book of, I think 1 Timothy 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said all scripture is written by the inspiration of God. What scripture was he referring to? At that time they don't have the New Testament. The only scripture they had was the Old Testament. So that man was, Paul was referring to the Old Testament all, as all scripture. He wasn't referring to Matthew, Mark, because they were not existing then. So the scripture the early Christian had was the Old Testament. Apostles were explaining the Old Testament, and that was the scripture they had that was able to make them wise unto salvation. On the road to Emmaus, what did Jesus used to explain to the two brothers about himself? Bible says, starting from Moses, up to Malachi, and maybe Zacharias. So you see that even Jesus had the Old Testament to explain. Who introduced Jesus? A prophet of the Old Testament. John the Baptist. He was the last prophet of the Old Testament. So to teach the scripture on any matter, you must go to the Old Testament. It is when you have no Old Testament reference, you say Bible is not clear. Bible is not straightforward on the matter. It is straightforward. The temple, which is the body, is the similitude of the tabernacle, which has the most holy place, that's our spirit. The holy place, that's our soul. The outer court, which is our body. Every part was covered and was treated as holy. The holy place, the outer court. Once you have come to the outer court, there's that which occurs at the outer court. The washings, the cleansing, and all. That's why you see we wash our body, we cleanse and all of that. The outer court is where the washings take place. The holy place is like the soul that is the intermediary between the most holy place and the outer court. And that's where the soul, that's where we interpret every word of God we hear. We hear the word of God through our soul. We make decisions through our soul. And then the most holy place where God is. Now understand that the tree is part of that tabernacle. You see that? Did you see that? It's not as if the outer court is separate. No, the tree makes the tabernacle. The tree. So where is our spirit? It's in this our body. And so our body, he said, our body is the temple of who? Holy, Holy Spirit. So now, the point is covering. Covering. Please, let that one first sink. If that one sinks in us, we can transfer that impartation to the younger generation. Male and female. It's not just female. Covering. It must be well covered. Now, let's go a little bit into scriptures. There is a scripture that we need to look at. Amen. Mm-hmm. Are we learning?
Yes, sir.
You can maybe pause while we wait. Okay, so let's look at some scriptures. As we trust that the Lord will be faithful to us. Let's see how it goes. Now in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 22. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 22. Let's just rush that. You know the story of Ham, the father of Canaan, that saw the nakedness of his father. And then he went and called Japheth. And Shem and Japheth took Ham, saw the nakedness of his father. What did they do? He went outside and told Shem and Japheth. Now please watch this. It's so beautiful. Genesis 9:23. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backwards. These were male to their father male. If nakedness meant nothing, you are not with me. If nakedness meant nothing, look at this. He said, and they went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And when the man woke up, what did he do? He caused harm.
Who told him? Did he see this?
Now, you see, the question is, who told him? Let's just look at this. Genesis 9:23. It's even Noah. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cause be Canaan a servant of servant. So if you trace the things, you know this is after the flood. Abi is not after the flood. And so there are some generations and countries that carry a curse. You know we've traced that. Yes, if you trace it, some nations, you know Canaan is a nation. So let us go into that. Sometimes you look at Africa, you are wondering what we did. And he said, cause be Canaan, a servant of servants, shall he be unto his brethren. Now watch this. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth. For what?
For
covering nakedness. If you think nakedness has no meaning, did they kill somebody? They robbed somebody? They stepped with somebody's wife? Somebody saw his dad's nakedness and went. No, watch this. The Bible didn't say, and he went and mocked. I didn't see that in my Bible. Yes. Maybe you saw it in your Bible. Look at this. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of the father and told his two brethren. That means he saw nakedness and did nothing about it. If you others did something about it. You see, if nakedness was nothing to God, nakedness is huge to God, is big to God. Generations can carry curse for doing nothing about it. Please, are you following this? Generations can carry curse. Now, listen to this. I don't know why we are crossing like this. Every family, you must not permit nakedness. It's as reason as where this Old Testament, excuse me, this was the law given? Eh? Was the law given here?
No.
To you to say we're in the Old Testament. We are not under the law, we are under grace. Sometimes we miss something. You better take note of things that happened in Genesis before the law was given. So that you say we are not under the law. Go and see the things that occur there. Okay? So it's important to define nakedness. Because until you define nakedness, you probably don't know what to cover. Is that also? Until you define nakedness, you don't know what to cover. Now, you see, sensitivity to our parts of body brings us a sense. Do you know if I'm seeing your head open like this and your body is covered, do you feel you are naked just for your head to be out? You understand, sweetheart? Do you feel your head is out? You feel you are naked if for seeing your head? Huh? So already it's as if all of us in our conscience, we know when something is naked. But you see, every culture and civilization kills our sense of understanding of nakedness. You understand? There is the sensitive part of our body. There is the attractive part of our body. There is the part of our body that people do not see as nakedness. But there are parts that begin to sense. There are parts of our body that makes man to think of something. You understand what I'm saying? There is a part that somebody will see in a woman's body that makes him think of something more internal, more intimate. And see, nakedness is centered around the sensitive part. It's a journey. It's a journey. So, let's take it gradually. Look at it. He told his brethren. He didn't say he laughed. He didn't say he mocked. He just said, that is naked. That's all. That's all. Now, who told those ones to cover it? I don't know. We may need to study. They were wise to say, you discuss nakedness like that?
They must have been taught.
They must have been taught. No, nothing just fall. Since God clothed them, somebody must have asked generational questions. He knew. Because you cannot curse a man for ignorance. The reason why the ground was cursed for Adam's sake was that Adam knew what to do. Eve knew what to do. So, look at this. So, and Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of the land, told his two brethren without Shem and Japheth, took a garment. And watch that. Took a garment. Watch this. Laid it upon both their shoulders. Went backwards. Covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backwards. So there's something about nakedness. It must not be seen. Are you seeing this? It must not be seen. That's why they have to go backwards. So it takes two of them to hold it in such a way upon their shoulders, and they cover themselves. No law, there was no law at that time, and then they covered their father. And Noah awoke from his wine. He cursed Canaan. He blessed Shem and Japheth. Look at this. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tent of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. So the last thing he died with was a curse on he who did not deal with nakedness, and he who dealt with nakedness. You know, he didn't beg. Arrogance of his generation didn't make him to beg. Alright, are we learning? Now, I want you to please take note of this, because people kept saying, well, maybe the Bible is not clear on it and all of that. And I tell people all the time, the Bible has always been clear. The Bible has always been clear. So that is Genesis chapter 9. If you run back to Exodus, Now Exodus now, the Bible now has given the law. In Exodus chapter 42 and verse 12, Exodus chapter 20 and verse 26. Exodus chapter 20, verse 26. Now look at God. Look at God speaking. Verse 24. An altar, Exodus 20, I'll start from verse 24 and I'll take it to 26. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, thy peace offering, thy sheep, thy oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee and I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make me an altar, take note of this. An altar of stone thou shalt not build it or hewn it, for if thou lift up thy tool upon it, you have polluted it. That's altar. Verse 26. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto my altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. If you make me an altar where you're going to converse with me, don't build it by steps. Oh, you are not following me. In verse 26, neither shalt thou go up by steps. Do you have another translation? Maybe it will help us. Hallelujah. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto my altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. Wow. Exodus chapter 20, verse 26. Don't approach my altar
by going up steps. If you do, someone might look up under your clothing and see your nakedness.
Did you see that? Look at God. This is God speaking. So already, what kind of clothes will not make somebody that is climbing steps not to be known? Talk to me. It has to be long enough. You see that? What about short skirt going to the altar? The first time I saw that God, when it comes to, sweetheart, are you with us here? Now, when it comes to building an altar, the place of communion, we are waiting for you. Okay, when it comes to building an altar, altar is the place of communion and connection with the Lord. Is that not so? The place where a man is supposed to meet with God. And the Lord is saying, if you will want to meet with me in my presence, a place of connection, don't build it by steps, lest you are going. Somebody else around the meeting place with God will get corrupted. His mind will wander away. What happens in our churches today? We go naked to the altar. You see, it has a spiritual symbolic meaning, but here is a physical cloth. So if you are going to go to the altar, now at that time they even wear long clothes. But God said, don't do it, because you are climbing, so you might have to be drawing your clothes up. So kukuma, build me an altar that is what? Level. Because I don't want anything nakedness to be what? So already God tells you, your clothing should not allow your nakedness to be seen. So if you wear a cloth that makes your sitting to make your nakedness to be seen, if you wear a cloth that makes your bending that makes attractive, you see, begin to form the kind of fashion God is looking for. Are you following? Right. Now let's run up to another scripture, because the scripture is clear. Amen. Some people will not like this teaching. As people will hear it, they'll say, where is teaching the law? Okay, let's see how and what this place meant. Exodus. Now, before I run to this, do you know in Leviticus 18:6, it says, none of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover. You see that God is giving about relationship. That means a man cannot. Now, according to Leviticus 18:7 and Leviticus 18:8. In fact, start reading NLT. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 7 to 10.
Do not violate your father.
Do not. Okay.
by having sexual relation with your
mother. Did you see? Do not violate your father by having sexual relation with your mother. Yes?
She's your mother. You must not have sexual relation with her.
Mm-hmm.
Do not have sexual relation with any of your father's wives.
Mm-hmm.
For this will violate your father.
Okay.
Do not have sexual relation with your sister or half-sister.
Mm-hmm.
Whether she's your father's daughter or your mother's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Whether she was born into your household or someone else.
Okay.
Do not have sexual relation with your granddaughter.
You see that?
Whether she is your son's daughter or your
now,
daughter's
do you see
daughter.
All that NLT is saying? Look at how King James put it. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover. What is sexual relation? Uncovering nakedness. Oh, you didn't follow this.
Okay.
You didn't follow that. NLT says, do not have sexual relation with this person. Do not have with your father. Do not have with your mother. Do not have with your sister. You know. So, what is sexual relation? King James says, the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. So when you uncover the nakedness of your father's wife, you have uncovered the nakedness of your father. You know what that means? Because since your father is naked before that woman, to uncover that woman is to uncover your father. You have insulted your father. That was what made Reuben to carry another curse. So he uncovered the nakedness of Jacob. Understand, nakedness means so much to God, though. So those who say that they come in, we have sexual relations, but we had romance, but thank God we didn't have sex. No. As far as God is concerned, nakedness uncovered. But that are we together? So it makes us to be weighty and serious with sin, and say no. God does not even want. Not as if we were naked, but thank God we didn't. And that, don't thank God for anything, because as far as God was concerned, that is already done. It was not only consummated to produce something. That's just it. So let's understand, a generation that redefines sin, we play around it. A generation that redefines nakedness, we still try to be naked. So, are we learning? Okay, you move away from there. And the Lord gave so much rules and regulation, about nakedness in the Old Testament. And it went on about sexual relations, and it's so, in fact, up till Isaiah the prophet. Just possible. So sorry about that noise. Now it's important for us to know that all through to the prophet, the Bible kept speaking. The Bible kept speaking about nakedness. In fact, all through the scriptures, go and check it. The Bible kept speaking about nakedness, which must not be discovered. And Isaiah 47:3, thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yet thy shame shall be seen. That's when God wants to even punish. When the prophet is given a prophecy of punishment, he will say, thy nakedness shall be discovered, and you shall be in shame. Isaiah 47:3. So you see that one of the ways for God to punish a nation, a country, a people, is to uncover them, so that they can walk about in shame. That's why madness is one thing demons are interested in. Because through madness, you bring out, a madman gets uncovered and walks about naked. And nakedness is what reveals the falling nature of man. Each time a man is naked, it shows his falling. And that gives glory to the devil. Because nakedness explains that truly you are fallen, you have no clothes. The first clothes you lost, now the second clothes, now you are still losing. You understand? Yes, Lucifer calls that shame fashion. We don't know that fashion is an attempt to make the reality of our falling nature come public and open to men. You don't know, you are in the glory of God, but now the body is the temple, is now supposed to be covered. But Satan says, now you people don't understand covering, so I will interpret shame and turn it into fame. Now, the more you dress loosely, the famous you are. But in the sight of God, is lewdness. Now, watch this. The body of the man and the woman was supposed to come together in commitment unto the purpose of God. But these days, Because the body of the woman was practically made to attract the man. Please let's understand this. The body of the woman was practically made to attract the man who is the seed carrier. That's the purpose. You see, we need to teach young people this. That what we call sexual relation was designed by God. And it must be with the uncovering of the nakedness. Do you understand? It must be by the uncovering. And when it is uncovered, that is when the man is attracted to release the seed into the womb. So that a life can be nurtured. So understand sex in the sight of God is the means for procreation of a life that bears his image. That thing must not be defiled. Understand why he said fornication is defilement and I shall destroy. Because the only means by which God brings somebody in his image, which is kind of intelligence and the power of choice, is sex. Sex is the means. You understand? He bypassed that means so that the seed of the fallen nature of man cannot bring redemption to man. That's why Jesus did not go through that in intercourse process. Because the person that will rescue man cannot be in the same mess with man. It has to be somebody higher than him, but like him. Do you understand? And that's why Jesus was still born through the same process and sucked the same breath. To be nurtured. The only thing that did not enter Mary was the seed of the fallen man. Do you understand? So everything God designed in the woman is purposeful. It should not be flaunted for advertisement. Whatever is of value is covered, is hidden, is kept. Do you understand? Whatever is common is public. Whatever has lost value is public, is available cheap, and anybody can have access to it. Whatever is of value is kept, is hidden. We don't keep money is not put on the floor outside. Money is kept in the bank because of the value it has. What you value, you keep inside the freezer. The one that is not valuable can be available where rats can eat it. So every time you think of cost and value, you think of covering and being kept. Are we together? Now you see. Now, so since we saw the Bible spoke so much about nakedness, understand, so what was in the understanding of every Jew in Jesus' day is covered. In fact, when I study how prostitutes are, even in those times, they are even well covered. To be a prostitute, the only thing is that you must be sitting in a particular place on the roadside, on the wayside. Well covered though. But the location where you sit is what shows us you are a prostitute. If you remember the case of, I've forgotten this man, is it Tama and all of that? There's a place that woman was sitting. So, but that made this other man to think he was a prostitute. Not that he wasn't covered. In fact, I was sure the Bible says she covered herself and went to sit down there. I say a prostitute does not need to cover. No, she covered herself, not to be discovered. And yet took her for a prostitute. So prostitutes of those days were well covered because the culture of dress in that time came from the original intention of God, covering. But see, Satan has gone so far with our generation. Nakedness is to be discovered in the secret. Nakedness is meant for secret. So imagine somebody sits down now, just sitting down publicly, and his nakedness already seen. That is a shameful fellow that is manifesting the fallen nature of man. Now, I will bring it to male female, because male female, we think it's the female that is always uncovered. No, we'll bring it to the male female. Now, you see all of that in the scripture, and then you come over to the New Testament. Praise the Lord. Are we learning? The most applicable part in the New Testament is Revelation chapter 3 verse 18. It said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. Very symbolic spiritually, but as physical application. Buy white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. So nakedness and shame goes together in the sight of God. Do you understand this? Yes. Okay. So you see that even the New Testament, though very spiritually symbolic, but Jesus still gave that word that buy raiment and cover your nakedness. Did you see that? So nakedness is not correct in the Christian walk. Now, so let's go out now and look at nakedness. We could do a dictionary meaning. Praise the Lord. Now, the word defined nakedness as not having clothes, not being corrupt. But I want to bring it from God's perspective. When they fell, did they not use fig leaves? Were they well covered? So you see that God's perspective is not that they didn't find something to cover themselves, but they were not well covered. Do you understand? So if it was God directly that brought the clover, I said, well, but they have already covered themselves. But God said, that's not well covered. So I think God now brings an idea of, don't go to the altar by staircase. That already tell you the kind of idea of clothing that God wants. Are you with me? People who dress and wear long you just naturally know they earn respect.
Actually, yes.
Eh? People will wear long clothing. Women will wear long clothing. They just earn respect. You go any culture. Go. I can charge you to go to any culture. Well covered, hands covered, and consistently. They just earn a respect. Comprehends you a respect. And I tell you, Islam is doing well in that respect. And the challenge presented by its root. And they don't have truth. But they have earned respect. Yes. Just that one alone has made that legion to go far. They stone people to death for uncovering themselves in some Islamic nations. Because a man is not lured until he sees something. Let's understand. I was asking them in a meeting, I said, how many of you lost after an Elijah and Nigeria? They said no. The brother said no. Because there's nothing you saw. So what is it that you saw that lures you? You have to see a type of nakedness. A type of uncovering. That makes your mind. That's why nakedness is defined by transparency and tightness and total uncovering. So the three things that define nakedness: transparency, tightness, and total uncovering. So by transparency, for example, if a glass is dividing two places, do you know the glass did not allow access, but we saw what's at the other side? You understand what I mean? That's transparency. We could still see the nakedness. So there are clothes that look like glass now, like nets, like glass, like blouses, like nylon. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Are you learning? So if a glass is blocking a place now, for the fact that that glass blocked that place, doesn't say we didn't see the other side. Transparency. So God did not permit a cloth that is transparent. Is it you that they say you should not go to the altar of God less by steps, that you now wear something transparent? So there are blouses, there are clothes that is transparent. Now take note of this. It is when the man is lured that his mind can think of defiling the temple of the woman without commitment. God wants you to uncover the nakedness of a woman who you are committed to. Commitment is the only requirement to uncover nakedness. Commitment. And that's the opposite, not the same sex. The day God started teaching me on nakedness, it was huge. It was heavy. I remember the Lord said, as a father, your nakedness will be discovered. He said, Noah cursed the man. So you can't be careless in your sitting as parents, even as a father. To your children. It's key. Even as a mother. To your children. Because I observe that he who is well, how do you respect the woman? The woman you have not seen her nakedness, you treat her with respect after wedding. The one you are tired of the nakedness, there is nothing special. Nakedness is our riddles. It's a serious thing in the sight of God. It's huge. The Bible spoke about it. Jesus had to say to the church, a particular church, Revelation, though spiritually, you better buy clothes for me. And he that asked and hear, he now spoke to the individual. Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. As an individual now, you have a spiritual garment. You must not be naked before me. So nakedness is defined in this. You see, that which is sensitive in your body that can lure a man or lure a woman. You understand? You must watch it. Now, this might vary with locations and countries. But these three things are the rules that must guide nakedness. One, it can be transparent. Two, it cannot be tight. Because if it's tight, it brings out the shape of the body that lures the mind. Yes, the shape. That lures the mind onto, because the body is sensitive. And total uncovering. The cloth must not be off. Or, you know, there are off shoulder. Off shoulder, off neck, off. There is off. You see, off is a sign of, is a little way into uncovering. This off shoulder, off this, off that, is a little style into uncovering. You know, you can't do deliverance in churches today and the ladies fall under the anointing. It's a problem. While in the garden of the Holy Ghost, you can see nakedness. Yes, it's as terrible as that. Some people dress and all the shapes, shape of tights, shape of pants, shape of, we need to spell it the way it is so that people can. And now, you know, brothers too are going for tight trousers. You know what I observe these days? There's now a deliberate attempt of Lucifer to make people wear clothes that shows the shape of their genitals, male and female. Have you observed that? Brothers now, if they wear clothes, it's as tight that every shape of their genitals comes out in their trousers. I'm seeing it. I say, why is he dressing this way? And he's speaking tongues. Tight. Everything is so tight. When they stand, you can see the shape. Everything comes out. Because the devil is aiming at luring somebody's mind onto error. That's why the lust, if you look at a woman lustfully. Do you remember Jesus said that? In the age where they dress well. You know what I'm saying? In the age where they dress well, people can still lust after women. What about this age? That's why one of the problems we deal among youth is what? Masturbation, pornography, masturbation. Because as I have met young people who said, anytime I see some sensitive part of a woman, I lust. I've counseled people on that. Laps, armpits, breast area, curvatures, they are sensitive part of a woman. So, whether a sitting position or a standing position, there has to be a covering of sensitive parts. I still will respect Muslim women till tomorrow. Believe me. Believe me, oh. I'm telling you, if there's a part that Prophet Muhammad got right, he got that one right. Let's just be, say it as it is. And Jesus will not permit our own style. The Western culture brought it on us. Let's be clear about it. Even our culture in Yoruba, we dress well before the European whatever. And when the Europeans came, they didn't come to us with loose dressing. It was civilization that brought that other one. What they brought was long. How does Queen Elizabeth dress? And take note, people of royalty and honor don't dress with miniskirt. We say, listen, you don't see their laps. All the picture of Queen Elizabeth, I've never seen her laps. I don't know of one where I saw the shape of her buttocks. No? No. She doesn't dress like a prostitute. Please go on. Okay? Please repeat that. It's a record.
I made a research on the
royal family.
Yes.
They can't use anything that is flashy.
Yes.
Everything. There's a code for royalty.
Everything.
There's a dignity that goes with royalty. You see, imagine that in the family of the royalty, there's a rule of dressing. You don't see the prince of a land, dressed like a tout. His chest open, or transparent clothes. Every king. And now, even if you go to all the kings of those times, of some kingdoms, you will notice there's something about royalty. They don't wear rags. That's even far to the extreme of reality. So you see that on the side of God, man already had leaves. But it was not enough. Now take note of the texture. He used coat of animal skin. That tells you of thickness. Yes. Some people don't want to describe it. It was God that gave that. So don't tell me God wasn't wise enough to give that. We are more wiser than God. No, you are. Abuse his wisdom if you want to. No, go and abuse his wisdom. Say, whether that was God. In the Old Testament, it was law. So there was no law that could guide him to look for something else more lighter. He said, what happens to places where there is heat? What happens to Muslims that stays in the north? and their largers wear full hijab. They say we just give useless excuses because we don't want to obey God. It's as simple as that. So let me go into something and say, well, there's skin cancer, blah, blah, blah. If you want to have fresh air, enter your room and lock the door on the fan. Yes. Nakedness is supposed to be in the secret. You don't know, it's a real backwardness. When we call civilization, when we call iniquity civilization, people go near the babbage and they are wearing pants and bra, and you call it civilization? It's backwardness. And what is the state of that nation? Now, don't go into what happened to sporting. That's why in the world, certain things are depiction of the fallen nature of man. And they are going against the will of God. Certain sports are not approved in the Bible. So what about swimming? No? You know, Bathsheba was bathing. That was when the great amount of grace were out of fall. But someone said, Uriah was not responsible to put a roof over the bedroom for his wife to take his bed. So these days, nakedness is now normal. Nakedness is now fashion. No matter immorality is on the high sense, rape is on the high sense, pornography on the high sense. You see, because nakedness is now seen almost every now and then. So the mind is constantly polluted and the word of God cannot stay in the mind of youths. Don't call that civilization from US or UK. Don't stay like that. What is wrong is wrong. It's not biblical. It's not. If God says, don't come to the altar, can you go to the altar before the Lord with pants and all of that in the church? So, but somebody gets to US now, a Christian gets to US now, he joins them in that. He says, well, it's some batting. Because you know, you see, iniquity will always find a reason for it to be done. Satan found reason for Eve. There will always be reason to do what is wrong. This is causing, you see, the problem is this is now for civilization. Those nations were not like that centuries past. They were not like that. And there was enough sanity in their culture. But now, it's a generation that has forgotten God. And that's what we are copying now. They bring it in our music videos and everywhere. It's on Nollywood and it's shaping our dressing. Everybody, it has to be short, skimpy, and then it has to be tight. You see that everything is around tightness. If you bring anything big for any lady now, they resent it. No, it's not smart. What is smartness? What do you call smartness? Let me ask you, are hajias that wear hijab, are they smart? To us, they are not smart. But have they earned our respect? Please let us think. Are they smart? They are not. Have they earned our respect? To the point that even if companies like GT and some other industries that this is smartness, they give them space for that religion. They could turn it a little, but they don't get into the extreme like us. I mean, the real ones. Some other ones are trying to flaunt it now because they. But the real ones, people, even on TV, this popular LTV show. Look at the Muslims that's among them. They give them their space. But we are modeling for younger generation to dress anyhow, let it be tight. Things are revealed. You know, I've seen some instances. In fact, I've seen it a lot of times. A lady comes in through the door and he opens the door. The transparency of everything within is seen by the light ray. You see, so the clothings are flippy and weak. And sometimes it's long but transparent. That's another one. It's long but it's transparent. So it's not just, that's why the Lord used animal skin. That's to be thick. Oh Lord. You see, these things looks lethargic onto a generation that is rebellious. I'm sure Mary was not wearing short skirt around. If she does, she will not carry Jesus. In my opinion. Yes. Because for the Lord to come to her and say, thou well favored, that means by character, she must not look like a prostitute to carry the Son of God. If she looks like one, there will be a misidentity. And somebody said, but Hosea married a prostitute. Excuse me, prostitute before. Not continuously. Not while he married the prophet, continue as a prostitute. No. The Lord will strengthen us in Jesus' name. So, you look at the Bible, you see, when you look at the body of the woman, as a woman grows from a childhood, her body becomes attractive.
We must understand. And the attraction of the body of the woman is not by Lucifer. It was a design by the Lord. Her shape attracts the man. Understand it. That's, it was a design from God. It is to be well covered for commitment to be in place and to be uncovered for the seed to be put in it so that it can bear fruits for the Lord. So it is by marriage she's supposed to be uncovered. That's why they keep saying in Leviticus, don't uncover. Don't uncover means they were well covered. So don't uncover it. But these days, the ladies that uncover themselves through tightness. And if it's not tight, and we don't know that the prince of the power of the air is in charge of fashion. We should understand that. Look at all the Grammy Awards that they do. How do they dress? Huh? I'm naked. And people call it half naked. It's nakedness. When sensitive parts of a woman's body that can make a man to think of seeing further. I would have loved to see further. A desire for a man, a young man, to see further when a woman appears is already wrong. Do you know, I have observed Muslims. You don't see them and plan to see further. You don't want to see further. If they pass by, there's nothing to check at their buttocks because there's nothing there. It's all free. But the Christian pass, or or a Christian sister is in front, you are already seeing pant lines, you are going to see all kinds of things. They cover themselves. Prostitution might be in some of these Islamic lands, but it is with a code of proper dress. May the Lord grant us light.
Amen.
That Satan is in charge of nakedness. And is calling shame and nakedness fashion. But that Jesus is in charge of well covered. Because clothing is for glory, is for beauty. Yes. So now it doesn't mean we wear fattered clothes. Doesn't mean we wear just second-hand clothes. But it means we wear what makes people appreciate our source and where we come from. My wife is the reflection of me. I am the reflection of God. But directly and indirectly, the man and the woman is a reflection of God. Let me ask you, do you think with what we have seen about God, if God was human being, will he ever be uncovered? Think about it. God is not human being, hope you know that. If he was human being, will he ever be uncovered? Now, if man, the male man, is in the image of God, and God brought out the woman is in the image of God because she was brought out of the male man. She was only given a womb and the futures of that sustains that womb. She is not different from the male man. And God gave her that a man may always be attracted to her. For what reason? For procreation. And that's why fornication is big in the sight of God. He does not want to see it. The Bible says, he that defiles the temple, he said, he might will destroy. The Lord said it himself in the word of God. And Paul said it. The Lord will destroy everyone that defiles the temple, which is the body. And how do you defile the temple? By allowing your nakedness to be discovered. And I love the word. In Exodus that we read, hope you know there are two aspects that the Bible speaks about on nakedness. Discovered and uncovered. When he said, don't build me an altar by steps, that thy nakedness will what? May not be discovered. Sin. So you see, two things you must not do with nakedness. They must not discover it. They must not see it. And they must not uncover it. So people may not uncover you, but they might discover your nakedness. And it's as serious that Noah caused them. He saw no. Now, don't tell me the law was not given. It's not about law. Do you understand what we're dealing with? This is not about law. This is about what nakedness means to God. Thank God. And I'm so excited that there was no law at that time. Somebody just saw his father's nakedness. A boy, not a girl. And then he... Look at those ones after Sodom and Gomorrah. Those who slept, Lot's daughters. Who slept with their father. Hope you know their generation was not a blessed generation. Their children that they gave birth as a result of that pregnancy. They were not a blessed generation. Lot's life was not a glorious life. So understand that we don't even uncover ourselves before children. It's as serious as that. It's as serious as that. We don't uncover ourselves. Nick, it's so serious to God. We don't do that. And that's why if we have to be at the hospital, and it has to be for a purpose and reason. For he who wants to rescue us from something. He who wants to deliver us a child. And that's why they will tell men that are not doctors to please move out. And so the doctor's labor work is a sacred trust. It must be a trusted fellow who can midwife another woman, who can save a man. It's a sacred trust. If a man dies, even death, they clothe him to the grave. You follow what I'm saying? They clothe him even to the grave. Why don't they leave him there? No. It's just against reasoning and conscience to bury a man naked. It must be a very shameful death to bury him naked. When Jesus was to be put in the grave, they covered him with linen. He died on the cross almost half naked. So to understand the cross is a place of shame, truly. It's a place of shame, truly. You don't know why he was crying. It's shameful. Bare chested, the King of Glory, second person in Trinity, who came in human form on the cross, bare. He was reduced to nothing. Shame on the cross. That we may be clothed in his righteousness. And you joke with nakedness? So when he said, my father was not forsaking me, he was stripped on two sides. His cloth was torn into pieces on the floor, and the cloth of glory was taken by the father because he became sin. So he was naked on two ends. That we may become the righteousness of God. So righteousness is a cloth. Just like that animal was killed to clothe Adam. That's how Jesus was killed to clothe us. You need to rethink nakedness and dressing. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the Lord will help us. Grant us light. So let's close as we trust that this will help many young brothers. And so anything that points to your tightness, the tightness of your body, you know, of your genitals, anything that has to reveal that lures people is wrong. When you bend, there are attractive places in your body that we know it should be well covered. The buttocks, the genitals, the breast for the woman. For the male, sometimes our biceps lure some women. How strong packs you have, six packs and all of that. It shows your muscle and strength. Some people are lured by that. Yes. In the course of my findings, I find some people who like six packs. How heavily built a man is. Now be careful as you wear body hugs. For what? As a man. You want to show your fitness. That women like strength. You see strength in a man and say, this man can defend me and fight for me, and I wish he's close to me, can hug me and kiss me. You don't know what is going on in the mind of a woman, so dress properly. Someone now say, are you not telling me we should be dressing like, don't call it civilization, just be covered, brother. Holy Spirit knows how to interpret these things to you. Don't dress everything is so tight and then, you know, no. We're in a tightening generation. So everything is tight. Everything now has to be tight. Because we call tightness and revealing shapes of our body, we call it smartness. But I still wonder how Muslims have gone for 1,400 years plus and they are not ashamed. You buy a big cloth now for a sister, it's ashamed. It will go to the tailor and readdress it. Even if it is that he will do it in a very mild way, I wouldn't have a problem. But he does it in a way that if her shape does not come out, she's not satisfied. That's Lucifer in action, polluting that mind. It's the truth. Rape goes on much in Christianity than in Islam. Find out. A girl spoke to me recently and talked about rape. Some people are raped on the altar, some are raped in the church. Ask questions. When you talk about rape, ask questions. What brought about rape? Of course, there could be some excesses. Even when you hear that a senior uncle raped a something within the house, how does that lady dresses? Let's go and ask questions. Now, I know rape goes on also in the other religion, but you don't so much hear of it. You don't so much hear of rape in the other religion. There is, but you don't so much hear of it. Because there is nothing that lures the man. And that's why they talk so much about marry more. If you want it, marry it. That's what they talk about in Islam. If you want it, marry it. But in the other side, if you want it, have it. Not marry it. If you want it, just have it. Doesn't matter. You can occasionally come back to God and ask for forgiveness. Once you want it, just have it. I said that the dignity is lost because the integrity is lost. The young secondary student must get this. Naturally, people will respect a covered man. I'm telling you. People that, and then what clothes did they design for the high priest? Go and check the description. He has to be well covered. In fact, there's an inner garment, there's an outer one, there's just that the God, this covering is so serious to God that the high priest, it can't be anyhow. Even his head is to be covered. So God is passionate about God. God is, I want you to let that sink into every young child. God is passionate about covering. God, if you struggle with living tight clothes, clothes is your idol. That is the truth. If you cannot be comfortable in a covering that is proper, you have a problem. When the Lord began to say to me, he said, even you as parents, your nakedness must not be discovered by your children. It mustn't. It mustn't. Not in the Old Testament, marked by the blood of bulls and rams and the Lord. Noah, after the flood, these sons covered, they covered. Your children should respect you and say, Daddy, I'm dressed. Yes, sir. You go out back. Mommy's dressed. You go out back. Because here's about the female should not see the male. No. These are males. The children of Shem and Ham and Japheth, they are males to their father, male. If it was a girl, we'll have said it's a girl. No, it's about nakedness. Don't let it be discovered. That's a leader. Because nakedness cheapens you. It cheapens you. So when people are dressed, appear loosely on the street, they are cheap. They can be accessed and addressed with disrespect. What a pain that we need to learn from Muslims and not Muslims learn from us. The way we should appear. It's a pain in the church. It's terrible. Our ministers, our choir singers, everybody dresses. Ministers' wives, and they are given the wrong model for children. They will call it smartness, and it was not like that before. And it's painful. Sometimes it brings out tears from your eyes. And they said, as if God has no standard. When the apostles now spoke about it, they spoke about modesty. And what is modest? We have abused modesty. Modesty is what is appropriate and that which is well covered. That's modest. That which is appropriate and well covered. That's how the dressing should be. A transparent cloth will not be modest. An over expensive cloth will not be modest. When I say over expensive cloth, expensiveness of cloth varies. But the Bible says it must be that which is God glorifying. Since we know a male by his dressing and a female by his dressing, there is a little level of demarcation. In the Old Testament, when the Bible says that a man shall not wear what belongs to a woman shall not wear what belongs to a man, the issue of trousers and all of that, the Bible was speaking about something in relation to the children of Israel were trying to behave like other nations. There was a worship of an idol then. Now, there are gods being worshipped, Molech, Nimrod, and many of them, such that in order to worship them, a woman must act like a man. And a male must act like a woman to worship that god. That's gender transmutation that they do today. That's the origin. Demons are in charge of that. Misappropriation of identity. When a male comes as if he's a girl, tomboy and whatever that people do today, and dresses in part a way, speaks in such a way, it's a service to an idol, and that's Lucifer.
Some people created them to be like an idol, the way they are born.
No, they were not born like that. They was not born like that. God is not. God does not mix things. When the nature of man fell, things were out of order. So there is no male born to behave like a female. It doesn't exist. If we see it, we should rebuke that spirit. That's why when the Bible says cast out demons, that's part of a demon to cast out. That you were born a male, you have an agenda and a purpose. Every gender reveals an agenda. So if you are a male gender, there's an agenda. If you are a female gender, there's an every gender. So don't tell me I was supposed to be a female, like to be a female. These things are from Lucifer. So we need to understand that there was a worship of idols in those days, and then it was for worship. They wanted to appear, and even then there was no trouser. There was no trouser. There was a way male like to appear. I mean, there's a way male want to appear like a female, and female want to appear like a male. Do you understand? And so that worship of those idols brought about God now speaking, saying, I wouldn't want you to be like other nations, but that is abomination before me. You will not serve me and be misrepresenting yourself. If I make you as a male, why are you acting before me as a female? That's abomination. Don't come and do like that. So first, he's not first asking to talk about trouser. He's first talking about representation and for what purpose. Now, we know that all types of clothing that you wear, you must be well covered. If you wear a trouser that reveals the shape of your buttocks and your genitals, you are naked. If you wear a trouser and your gown is long, covering your buttocks, that you can't tell me that because you wear trouser, you are a sinner. No. That's the point. There is a way to wear your skirt that is terrible, that will appreciate yourself to wear trouser. So understand that if a person wants to put on trouser, he must cover the buttocks, the genital sensitive part that makes for. You know, these days now people don't even wear trouser again that is thick. They wear tight, leggings that is transparent. You see, we move from even the so-called normal trouser and we move into something else. There will always be excesses. And now I see clothing sold with materials and all of that. If people wear it, so-called office clothes, an office suit with the office trouser, the shapes are terrible. The luring is terrible. You now go to a man's office, and then he finishes with you, and then you close the door. It's your back he looks at, and the whole thing is just so tight. Every shape is out. The next thing is he's asking you out. The next thing is that he cannot concentrate. Why? Women was built primarily to attract a man. So somebody who wears so-called trouser, but everything is so tight. And women now are not comfortable with trouser that is big or loose. If it's a trouser, it has to be tight. My shape must be out. It's a language of the prince of the air. My shape must be seen. Most of the time people do wedding. I was expecting that in wedding, who do you dress for? The husband you want to marry. But who do people dress for? The people. Satan is in charge of fashion. The people. The picture. The camera. You are to be married to a man. It's for you are the bride of the groom. Is that not the groom? You are the bride of the groom. So you dress for him. Not even for yourself. As a wife. And so some men now are now saying, I like my wife to be on bumper short. The man is foolish. He has no understanding of the scripture. You want your wife to be. Your wife can bumper short for you in the room, cannot bumper short for people outside. She has to be covered. Because if she's not uncovered, it's your nakedness that's outside. And so every young child that hears this, every secondary school student that hears this, every campus student that hears this, you must understand, God is serious about nakedness. He is. For your master Jesus was naked on the cross so that you can be covered. Physically and spiritually. You understand that? When he was going to the grave, they couldn't even bury him naked. They had to wound him with linen clothes. And then he rose from the dead. And watch this. When Jesus rose from the dead, he died naked without clothes. Where did he get the clothes of resurrection? That's a mystery. Imagine that our master did not rise up naked. There's a clothing. May the Lord grant us understanding. So, you are putting on trouser. There's a way to it. You are putting on skirt. There's a way to it. All the clothes that Jesus is taking away, the shoulders, and then the armpit is showing. and then it's confusing people. And then there are some clothes now that they cut it, the armpit, that the breast part on this side will be showing. The color of the bra will be showing. Young ladies should be warned. They should be warned. All of this uncovering, two things that must not be done to your nakedness is what? It must not be discovered, it must not be uncovered. Your nakedness is only to be discovered and uncovered by those who are committed to you. As a male, nobody discovers your nakedness, nobody uncovers it. As a female, the same. So you carry that on up to the time of your commitment. He who is committed to you, willing to lay his life down for you, if need be, as a woman. He who is committed to you, willing to carry your seed as a man. Those are the people that, and that's why, and the two of them can now be naked. You know, you remember, after God made them, the Bible says the two of them were naked and they were not ashamed. And that was before the fall.
There was no shame
to that nakedness because they were covered. In the physical sense, it's nakedness, but there was no shame because they were covered. And in another sense, they were uncovered before themselves, that they were have been bounded together by commitment. Because whatsoever God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So the place where you can be uncovered and discovered and you are not ashamed is in the commitment brought about by marriage. Any nakedness outside marriage, there will be shame. There will be shame. So nakedness is defined by tightness, transparency, and uncovering. Let's pray.